Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our Sunday service. And we open this morning by speaking to our Heavenly Father. So, loving Father, we are here together, gathered before you to thank you for all your goodness and mercy shown to us. Please help us to worship you now in spirit and in truth. And we come before you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's worship our Father God for the way that he loves us and the way that he leads us. Thanks again for keeping in touch, for your contacts. It's been good to hear this week again from Peter and from Charles and Vicky, from Jeanette and from Graham. And this week we've got a birthday, Stuart's birthday, so hope you have a good birthday, Stuart, and this is just for you.
Happy birthday!
Well, now let's turn to our Bibles and to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And this week, Charles and Vicky will read this part of the Bible to us.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Charles and Vicky, for that reading. And we come to the sixth message on Jesus' teaching on true Christian prayer. And today we're going to look at what Paul says there in Ephesians 6 when he tells Christians to pray by the Spirit. What does he mean by praying to the Father by the Holy Spirit? And put at its very simplest, it's the Holy Spirit who gives the Christian the access into the very throne room of heaven, making our relationship with the Father, won for us by Jesus on the cross, making our relationship with the Father real. Some years ago now, Pauline and I had the privilege of being invited to attend the Queen's garden party at Buckingham Palace. And I remember parking the car, which had to display a special permit on the windscreen, and then walking from that car park to the gates of Buckingham Palace, where there were hundreds of people gathered, all seeking to peep through the gates to see what was going on inside. But Pauline and I walked to the front with our special passes and were met by the guards who were there and footmen. And a small gate that is cut inside into the big gates, small gate was opened and we were shown into the grounds of Buckingham Palace. And we were then taken across the area in front of the palace to the entrance. And again, footmen opened the doors for us to go right inside, right into the huge ornate entrance to the palace. And we were shown round right into the Queen's own drawing room. After we'd spent some time looking all around, we went outside into the Queen's garden where various marquees had been erected, and we were treated to palace food and goodies. And then Her Majesty the Queen herself appeared and walked down an aisle of that had been made by the visitors on that day, and true to past records of things that Pauline has done, being Zacchaeus-like, small, Pauline was put right at the front. But you might ask, did we actually meet the Queen? Well, no. She came very close to us, but only a selected few got to go into a special area there to be presented to Her Majesty the Queen. I just recount that because in this matter of prayer, Jesus has won our access. Access for Christians to come into the very presence of the Father. But it's the Holy Spirit who takes us and leads us to Him. The way our access to the Father becomes real to the Christian is through the Holy Spirit. So when Paul says in Ephesians 6, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, he is saying you have the right of access. So come. What stops you from coming each and every day and through the day? And maybe we have to say that it's so easy to lose that sense of privilege of coming to the throne room of heaven. Pauline and I felt really special as we walked through the crowd and the doors to Buckingham Palace were opened for us and we were led inside. But to be led into the very throne room of heaven, to speak to and hear from God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, knowing that He welcomes you and wants to listen to you and to speak to you, is beyond amazing. What a privilege. But then this praying through or by the Holy Spirit is to pray according to the Holy Spirit's desires. We're reminded in the verses that Charles and Vicky read that the Christian life is described as a battle. It's not easy, as you know. It's not easy to be a true Christian, to give your life to Jesus. And we very soon realise that we can't live the Christian life. We can't find the spirit, can't fight the spiritual battle ourselves. And so God's Holy Spirit gives us what we need. Verse 17 of that chapter, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. So what is it that the Holy Spirit gives us to use in prayer? What is this sword? Well, the verse tells us, it says this sword that the Holy Spirit gives to the Christian is the Word of God. So prayer in the Spirit is prayer asking that God's Word will be wielded as a sword. Prayer in the Spirit is praying for the things that He has written in His Word, the Bible. And we will only know the Spirit's will, we'll only know His desires as we read, as we take in and are taught the Bible. And you will have heard the phrase being filled with the Spirit. Well, according to these verses, being filled with the Spirit means a new desire for the Bible, learning God's truth and living it out in our lives. Now, I'm sure there are lots of things that I pray for that in reality are nowhere at all in the Bible. And then there are lots of things that God tells me to pray for that are often missing from my prayers. The Holy Spirit's book that He wrote tells us what the Spirit wants for your life, for my life, for our church. And that's what is praying in the Spirit. And we are only found praying in the Spirit when His concerns become our concerns. Today, praying in the Spirit is often equated with noise and outward displays of emotion, falling over, etc. But the Holy Spirit Himself says that praying in the Spirit is when we pray for His help to become fruitful, spiritually fruitful, to become less selfish and more Christ-like. You see, it is hard to be a Christian, to live a Christian life, because I'm so wrapped up in me and my things. And only the Holy Spirit can bring me to want to pray for the things of God, for God's kingdom to be at work in my life and through our church, for God's will to be done in my life and in our fellowship, for God's name to be honoured. And when we find ourselves drawn to praying for those kind of things over and above the me things, we will know for sure that we are praying in the Spirit. And then finally, praying in the Spirit is praying in the power of the Spirit. You see, every Christian is a weak Christian. All of us so easily fall into temptation and sin. How quickly we would fall away if it wasn't for God's keeping hold of us. On our own, we're not strong enough to stand against the devil, the might of the devil and his schemes. We're not strong enough on our own to stand against that. But because it is a spiritual battle, not a physical battle, God, the Holy Spirit, will enable us, will empower us to stand. So, praying in the Spirit is praying that the Holy Spirit will armour us for the day-to-day battle, that He will empower us to stand and to keep on standing and not to fall and not to fall away. Chapter 2 earlier, in chapter 3 verse 16 we read, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell, abide, live in your heart. What a difference from what we see today in churches exclaiming, being filled with the Spirit. So let me finish with a quote from Samuel Chadwick. As he says, the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from real prayer. He fears nothing from prayerless Bible study. He fears nothing from prayerless work, prayerless witness or serving. But he trembles when we pray. End of quote. So when we pray in the Spirit, God will use even our weakest prayers to transform us and to transform eternal things. Amen. So our prayer now, Father God, we ask that You, in Your mercy, would fan into flame the gifts that You have given us so that we may use them for Your glory. In Jesus' name we believe this and we pray it. Amen. Now, last week there were four right answers. It was Jair who had those 30 sons, 30 donkeys and 30 cities. So my question this week is, who was the father of the Ammonites? Who was the father of the Ammonites? And now to close this week, we sing this old hymn about the work of the Spirit in our lives, helping us to walk and follow our Lord Jesus.